So, welcome very much for a very special evening. Maybe when we are on our deathbed, we will remember this evening. Maybe as an evening for our dear Lord Gauranga came closer to our heart, and when our heart turned more to him. So we will have different bhajans, we will hear different devotees speaking about the glories of our Gauranga. And we will have a lot of bhajans. So, for beginning, I want to ask our Prem Prayojan Prabhu to give us a little introduction, to give us a little guide towards the world of our Gauranga.
Nam Shvistam Manamapi Eshati Putam Atra Surupam Rupam Tasagrajamuripurim Maturim Goshtuvatim Radha Kundam Giribaram Aho Radhika Madhuvasam Prabhto Yasya Pratita Kipaya Sri Gurum Tam Natosmi Anandalilambaya Vigrahaya Hema Bhadivyatscha Visundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasapradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. What is Gaura Leela, Chaitanya Leela? Many persons, they have heard of Sisi Radha Krishna and their pastimes. But what is this Gaura Leela? The Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one should have a very firm conviction that this Gaura Leela is not the Leela of someone else. It is not another pastime, but it is the extension of Radha Krishna Leela. Mm-hmm. It is called Parishishta Leela. Just as when you have a book, at the end of the book, there's Parishisht, it means appendix. So the appendix is part of the book, but in the appendix, there is something which is not found in the rest of the book. And there is something which sheds a new light on the way we understand the book. So in the same way, Gaura Leela is Radha Krishna Leela, but it is the Parishisht, the appendix of the Leela. There is something there that we don't find in Radha Krishna Leela. And there is something there which will shed a new light on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. When Krishna was playing in Vrindavan, seeing the love of Srimati Radhika, he was struck with wonder. And a feeling came to him. Sriradaya pranayama hima kidrishovana eva. Swadyoye nadbhuta madurima kidrishovamadiya. Saukyam chasyama danubhavataha kidrisham veti lobat. Tadbhavabdya samajani sachi garbha sindau harindu. Krishna looked at the beauty of Radhika and thought, how deep is her love? I don't know. I cannot find the end of it. If I could experience how deep is her love, then perhaps I could see what it is in me that makes her so ecstatic. Krishna was thinking, when I see Radhika, my eyes are full of joy. When I hear Radhika, my ears are full of joy. When I taste, then all my senses all become full of joy. But when Radhika sees me, when she hears me, when she tastes me, she feels more joy than me. How is this possible? I give joy to all the worlds. But Radhika, when I look at her, I think she has thousands of times more qualities than me. She's more qualified than me. So if she's more qualified than me, then I should feel more joy when I meet with her than she feels when she meets with me. So this is a great contradiction. What to speak about seeing me, touching me, meeting with me, even when she doesn't see me. When she sees a tamal tree which looks a little like me, she embraces the tamal tree and thinks, oh, now my life is successful. What to speak of hearing me? Not hearing me at all. Only when the wind blows through the bamboo trees at Govardhan and makes a sound, ooh, then she thinks, oh, Krishna's flute is coming. And she becomes blinded in ecstasy and at once she wants to fly there. What to speak of tasting me? Only when one of her sakis brings some remnant, some tambul that I have chewed, and she tastes this. She becomes overwhelmed in ecstasy. So how is it possible? Krishna was thinking about it very deeply. He's thoughtful, you know. Rasik Shekhar. Krishna was thinking about it and he realized, you know, there must be something about me that she sees that I don't know. What is that? If I could experience the depth of her love, then through the eyes of her love, if I would look at myself, then I would see that beauty in me of which I am not aware. And if I could taste that beauty, then I would be able to feel the happiness that she feels. So during Krishna Leela, Krishna had these three desires. How deep is the love of Radhika? What is it that she sees in me through her love? And what is the happiness she feels when she tastes my sweetness? I want to know. But Krishna tried again and again, and he failed. So Krishna, he left this world with some unfulfilled desires. So then he was thinking to himself, I have to go again. So this time, Krishna appeared in this world covered by the beautiful complexion of Radhika. And through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he began to absorb himself fully in the bhav of Srimati Radhika, her love for Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes to this world primarily to fulfill, that is, Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to fulfill his innermost desire to understand his beloved. And therefore, Gaura Leela is the glory of Srimati Radhika. If Radhika were not so glorious, Krishna would not have to come as Gaura to experience it. So this is the main reason for his appearance. But anusangik, that means incidentally, when he comes here ornamented with the golden complexion and the ecstasies of Radhika, incidentally, he distributes prem to all the living entities of this Kali Yuga. Why? Because in Rasa Leela, Krishna said to Radhika, Na parayam niravadya samyujam swa sadhu krityam vibhudaya yoshapiva ya maba jandurcheya geha srinkala samarishatadva pratiyatu sadhuna. Oh Radhika, I cannot repay you. The service that you rendered to me, Even one of the services that you rendered to me, I could not reciprocate, I could not repay you after thousands of years and thousands of lifetimes. You have abandoned everything just for my happiness. So pratiyatu sadhana, may I cannot reciprocate with you. I cannot love you in kind. I don't have the kind of love that you have that I can reciprocate. So pratiyatu sadhana, may you be satisfied with your own wonderful qualities. Why? Because the reward for having a love which is completely unconditional and completely causeless is the love itself. That love itself is more than any possible reward. So Krishna said, pratiyatu sadhuna, may you be satisfied by your sadhuta, your beautiful qualities as a sadhu. That means a liberal, an open-hearted, loving person. But it has a deeper meaning. Krishna is saying, pratiyatu sadhuna, I'll try to reciprocate the loving service that you have rendered to me when I become a sadhu. Now someone may say, how can Krishna become a sadhu? He's a lampat. He's a debauchee. But really, Krishna appeared in this world as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a sadhu. And he was thinking, I am alone. Krishna, I am alone, one person. How can I reciprocate with Radhika? I need some help. So I'll wander throughout the world, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and I will collect all the jivas, and I will bring them, I will teach them, I will bring them into the service of Radhika, and they will all serve her. In this way, I try to make a small contribution to that reciprocation with her love. So Krishna himself has a vested interest as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in collecting all of us and offering us as the maidservants of Radhika in order to reciprocate with her. So when Krishna came, he thought, Yuga Dharma Pravataimu Nama Sankirtan Charibhava Bhakti Dhyanachayamu Bhuvan. I will appear in the Kali Yuga and I will establish the Yuga Dharma of Nam Sankirtan, spreading the holy names everywhere, and I will cause the whole world to dance, realizing the four prominent moods of Vrindavan. Apani karimu bhakta bhavangi kari, apani achari bhakti shikamu sabari. In Bhagavad Gita, I told everyone, surrender to Krishna. But who will listen to me? Because I didn't do it myself. If you give an instruction to someone, but you're not yourself following, who will listen to you? So Krishna, he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he himself surrendered to Krishna. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram. And he showed everyone how to surrender to Krishna by his own example. He thought, Sakali jagati more kare vidi bhakti, vidi bhakti braja bhava paiti nahi shakti. So many persons in this world, they practice devotional service to Krishna, but only they follow rules and regulations without any feeling. This type of bhakti, vaidhi bhakti, it is not powerful enough to awaken the feelings of the residents of Vrindavan. Aishwarya ganeti sab jagata misrit, Aishwarya shitila prema nahi mora prit. Krishna thought, all right, when people serve me, when they love me and say, Krishna, O Bhagavan, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, I am your servant, and they serve me in this mood, knowing that I am God, then I am pleased, but I'm not satisfied. I'm not fully satisfied. Why? Because when there is the feeling, Krishna, you are God, and I am one insignificant jiva, then the love becomes slack, shitila, it becomes weak. It's not intense. So Krishna, I'm not fully satisfied. I like the love of my brijbasis. I like my mother Yashoda. She tells, oh, eat more, you have to eat more. Look, your sikha is becoming so skinny. Then baby Krishna is eating more bhaja. And afterwards he says, oh Maya, is my sikha fat yet? Krishna likes this love. Hmm? He likes the love of his friends. Hmm? His friends say, oh, Krishna, what kind of big man are you? Come and wrestle with me. Hmm? You think that you are so important. But you know, your father, Nanda Maharaj, he has 900,000 cows. But my father, Brishubhanu Maharaj, Shridham said, he has 1,100,000 cows. My father has more cows than your father. Hmm? And they feel themselves equal to Krishna. They can defeat Krishna, even in wrestling. Hmm? And especially, Priya Yadiman Kare Kare Batsan Vetastuti Hoiti Hari Se Moraman. All the demigods come on the shore of the ocean of milk and they pray. Sahasra Shisha Purushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrapate, O Supreme Lord with a million heads. O God with the thousands and thousands of eyes. Hmm? O all-pervading Supreme Personality with millions of arms. Hmm? Brahma, Shiva, so many devatas, they pray like this to Krishna. But when the beloveds of Radhika, they don't pray to him. They criticize him even. When he's coming to Radhika, and he's very late for their meeting, and she's very upset, then she'd tell him, Jahi Madhava, Jahi Keshava, Mabadakaitabhavadam, Mabadakaitabhavadam. Get out, Madhav. All the sages are remembering the Brahma Gayatri. Prachodayat, O God, please appear. Hmm? And Radharani is saying, get out. Why did you appear here? Get out, Madhav. Get out, Keshava. Hmm? Satyam tir satyam. And Paramasatyam. Krishna is Paramasatyam, the supreme truth. Radharani says, Ma badakaita babadam. I don't want to hear your lies. I don't want to hear your lying words. Go away. You are Karalika Naptri Krida Kuranga. Hmm? You know Karalika? Karalika is the grandmother of Chandravali. Hmm? And the Kuranga is a deer. If a princess is walking in her garden, then she has a pet deer on the end of a chain. And she walks with her pet deer on the chain through the garden. Like that. So Naptri means granddaughter. So Radhika, she does not pray, oh Bhagavan. She says, Karalika Naptri Krida Karanga. You are just like a pet deer on the chain of Chandravali, the granddaughter of Karalika. Like this. When Krishna hears this criticism of Radhika, spoken with trembling lips and tears in her eyes, and so much jealousy, then he forgets all the prayers of the Vedas. He thinks, oh, this is what I came to hear. This is nectar to my ears. So Krishna was thinking, what is the use of spreading Vaidhi Bhakti everywhere when the result of it is at the end everyone will say, oh my Lord with a thousand heads. What's the point of this? So he came in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and through the katha of Srimad Bhagavatam, he showed the path by which the living entities can enter into his most confidential Vrindavan Leela. Hmm? In the ultimate purpose, in the ultimate sense, Krishna does not want you to pray to him. Yat king karishu bahusha kaluka kavani nityam parasya purishasya shikandamole tasya kadara sinde brishabhanu jayas tatkeli kunja bhavananga namajanisha. Radharani told Rupa Manjari, Krishna is, I don't want to say his name even. He's black on the outside and black on the inside. So you go and stand on the gate of my kunj and look out for him and make sure he cannot come inside. Then Rupa Manjari goes and stands on the gate like a god, looking. Krishna comes there. Oh, he knew it would be difficult to get inside, so he came in disguise. He borrowed some clothes from his cousin Kundalata and dressed up as a gopi and was coming there slowly. But Rupa Manjari, she was very sharp and noticed. Ha! Hey, Mohini Murti! You know, Supreme Lord sometimes has a female form, Mohini Murti. Mohini Murti comes and steals the Amrita, the nectar from the demons, and gives to the demigods. Hey, Mohini Murti, what are you doing here? There are no demons. So your services are not required. You should go home and think of your sins. At that time, Yatkin Karishu Bahusha Kaluka Kavani, Krishna himself is begging at the feet of Rupa Manjari, offering prayers to the feet of Rupa Manjari, doing parikrama of Rupa Manjari, composing astakams to Rupa Manjari. Please, 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 have pity on me, give your mercy to me, and allow me to meet with your Swamini, Srimati Radhika. So Krishna, thinking that he could not repay Radhika, he appeared in this world as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and wanted to give all the living entities a chance to come into this position through the chanting of the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this sense, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela is not separate from Krishna Leela. It is the extension of Krishna Leela. And the parampara of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the extension of Gaura Leela. So in this sense, you here, sitting here tonight, are also not separate from Krishna Leela, but it is extending itself to you and inviting you to enter inside. Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol.